May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So last weekend, when I wasn't here with you, I was with my daughter down at Virginia Tech. And perhaps the greatest gift any parent has ever had is arriving for Parents Weekend and discovering that their child is happy and delighted and everything is going well, that they are glad in this school they've chosen, that they are happy with what they're doing, that they've made friends and all the rest of it, right? Happiness for our children is probably the greatest gift we've ever received. I never really fully imagined that I would be standing here and saying that. As you all probably are aware, Rebecca's adolescent years were a little challenging. There was a lot that went on, including a lot of illness that I didn't know if we would ever really see her healed. At different points in her high school years, particularly as she was dropping out of high school in order to be homeschooled, I doubted she would ever go to college at all. I wasn't sure she would ever be able to. So when we were driving her down to Virginia Tech in August, I was both excited and utterly terrified. I was terrified because all I could think, and it's a 12-hour drive, so there's lots of time to think, was about all the things that were likely to go wrong. Because up until that point, everything that could go wrong had gone wrong for us. All sorts of things had gone wrong. And at every step of the way, I had prayed that they would go right. I had prayed for God to heal her. I had prayed for God to set the path straight. I had prayed as fervently as any parent has ever prayed for a child. And I think that's why more fervently than we pray for ourselves. And God did not answer those prayers the way I wanted God to answer those prayers. Things did not suddenly get fixed and solve themselves. I had prayed, but I had not gotten the response I wanted and expected to those prayers. Except on that 12-hour drive down, I realized that God had, in fact, answered my prayers. I had, in fact, gotten from God the answer that I most longed for. My daughter's healing, my daughter's wholeness, an opportunity to reclaim her life and be who she wanted to be. It wasn't the route I had wanted us to take, but God had, looking back, answered every single prayer I offered, had given us everything that we needed, even if it wasn't always what I wanted. And I was suddenly filled with this deep and abiding gratitude to God that there I was in a place I had never expected to be, a place I had lost all hope of reaching. And I was just so filled with gratitude. Gratitude did not change anything in my world. The healing that Rebecca experienced came a long time before my sudden realization that I had reason to be grateful. The gifts that we had received to grow and become and change and become something new, that was already there. And whatever challenges still lie ahead of us, and I am sure there are still challenges ahead of us, are still in our path. But gratitude changed me. And I was a lot less afraid. I was a lot less anxious and worried and fearful of all the things that could go wrong. Because in gratitude, I realized that I could trust God because God had proven God's self trustworthy to me, to my heart, and to my mind. Gratitude doesn't change the reality of God's grace. It only changes how we respond to it. In our gospel story today, Jesus meets 10 lepers on the road. Now, in the ancient world, leprosy was something people really, really worried about because it's contagious. And somebody who has leprosy can give somebody else leprosy. And we'll know that they have no diagnostic tools to tell the difference between different kinds of skin diseases and, you know, whether they're contagious or not contagious or how they might be. So if you are visibly afflicted with a skin disease, you had to keep your distance from your community. So these 10 lepers that approach Jesus, you'll notice they come near, but they don't get too near. They shout to him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." I don't even know if they even know what they're asking for. I wonder if they know what to ask. And Jesus gives them instructions that must have sounded a little bit weird. "Go to the priest and show yourself to them." This makes perfect sense if he has healed them, because once you're healed, you get certified by the priest that you can rejoin your community, that you're no longer contagious, you're no longer diseased. But as they're standing there with their sores or whatever has made them visibly ill, going to show yourself to the priest strikes me as the kind of thing you'd worry about doing, because the priest might get a little annoyed at you, because clearly you are not well yet. But they don't wait, they go. They decide they're going to trust Jesus. All 10 of them clearly have faith. They clearly trust this Jesus fellow to do something for them that they cannot do for themselves. All 10 of them go, and all 10 of them are healed. Their faith has made them well. Their trust in God has enabled them to receive the healing that God is ready and able to provide for them. All 10 of them receive that grace and that mercy. But only one of them responds with gratitude. Only one of them turns around and comes back to Jesus, praising God and throwing himself at Jesus' feet. "Thank you." Jesus notices this. But you'll notice he doesn't say anything about revoking the healing that the other 9 have received. He doesn't say, "Good, you're going to stay healed. Those others, you know, a pox on them." All 10 remained the recipients of God's grace and healing. But the one who has thrown himself at Jesus' feet, the one who responds with gratitude, receives something even greater. He receives Jesus' blessing himself. And I believe he receives the blessing of gratitude, of the liberation of fear and worry, the realization, the full realization of what God has done for him. Gratitude is its own gift. And that leper, that former leper, who's assured that his faith has made him well, is not less diseased than the others who are healed, but he is more healed. He is healed in body and spirit as well as body. He has received the fullness of God's grace. And gratitude does something else. It helps us become more who God intends us to be. It opens our hearts in compassion and in action. One of the responses I had to Rebecca's healing along the way was that wonderful gratitude for the many, many doctors who were able to identify the illness she was suffering from and were able to treat it. And I hung out at Boston Children's Hospital, because you know how it is in hospitals. You sit there for a long time. First you wait for the doctor to come in, then you wait for them to come and take the test, and then you wait for the response of the test. I had a lot of time to think about what we were doing. And the more I thought about it, I couldn't help but think about past I couldn't help but think about other parents who did not have the blessings and the gift of healing that we were so fortunate to receive. And one of the things that that has done for me is to make me really, really committed to healthcare policy, and especially to providing healthcare for people in places where they don't get that. I'm a regular contributor to Partners in Health, which works in places like Africa and Haiti to make sure that people get healthcare, even when they're in places where the infrastructure doesn't exist. Because I can't imagine what it would have been like to pray for healing, to know that it was possible, and to not have that opportunity to receive. I'm so aware of the blessings that God has bestowed on us here in giving us people who work for healing for our children, that now I cannot help but want everybody all over the world to have that for themselves and their children. If we all respond with gratitude to the gifts we've given, I think we change the world. I think that we all act and respond and do things that we might never have thought about doing. Because in our gratitude, how can we not? Gratitude is a gift every bit as great as the healing we long for and pray for. And so I invite you to be grateful in your own lives for the ways in which God has blessed you, for the ways in which you have been healed, and the ways in which your prayers have been answered. Because that gratitude is God's gift to us and God's call to us. Amen.